The new petition system in conversation with the Gauteng Provincial Legislature on 702.
24 minutes before 11 o'clock, we're in conversation now with the Gauteng Provincial Legislature about their new online petitions system. We've got Advocate Ezra Letswalo, who is the chairperson of the Petitions Standing Committee at the Gauteng Provincial Legislature, in studio with us. Advocate, thank you for making time. Good morning.
Morning to you as well as your listeners.
I want us to start off by just explaining what the petitions system is all about. What is that used for?
So essentially, the petitions system, it's a platform that is conceptualized through our own constitution. It's a platform that sort of gives agency to the citizens of our own country so that their voices can be heard. And I can imagine, given the makeup of our own constitutional democracy, which is two-folded. So you've got the one feature which is essentially representative, and this we see being carried through, you know, elected public representatives. But the other feature of our constitutional democracy, it's a participatory, meaning that citizens are also enjoined, you know, to be able to form part of decision-making processes, form part of, you know, governance as a whole. And so the petition system is one, but a system that sort of enables citizens to be able to hold government accountable, but also formalize the platform for ventilation, you know, particularly as it relates to service delivery issues.
Okay. So in the past, and we'll talk about the online system where they can raise these complaints from their digital devices. But before you launched this online platform, how were people doing that? Do they come to the offices? Do they send emails to the committee? How do they complain about service delivery issues?
So we had two arrangements in place. You would have the manual, you know, submissions where people could come into the legislature, they'd be given a form, and then they write their own petitions and submit. But the other method was just submission through, you know, our own internally emails, where we would receive, we do have got a petitions unit that would receive those petitions, and they would be channeled to the committee for its consideration.
Okay. So now you're using technology to allow Gauteng residents to voice these complaints. How is this going to be beneficial for them, and how is this online petition system going to work?
I'm actually quite excited about you know, the e-petition system. If you were to ask me, I think we're coming in a bit late. I suppose it should be something that should have long been, you know, introduced, so that we catch on quite quickly, because the use of, you know, digital platforms has been something that has been there within the fold. And so the legislature will have slowly gravitated towards it, but it's quite pleasing that we now have got this kind of online platform where it will, you know, shorten at the time as well as, you know, the arduous undertaking to submit a petition, but also building on a system efficiencies, including conveniences, because now residents no longer have to travel to the legislature, you know, building to go and submit a petition. You can do it from the comfort of your own home or workplace or from wherever, you know. And if you will, we also tend to think about far-flung areas. You know, you can imagine somebody staying in a peri-urban area, having to ferry a taxi, you know, their own car, to go and submit a petition. You know, it could have been limiting in itself. And hence, we're quite excited that with the launch of the e-petitions, you know, it might make it quite easier for people to submit those petitions.
Okay, so how is it going to work? Is there going to be a portal? Can I use my cell phone, my laptop? How is it going to be structured?
Oh, yes, there is an e-portal where people can submit. We actually, it started being functional from the 14th of this current month, you know. And we have received a number of petitions. Well, although they may not be as much, still quite a nominal number. So it is functional as it is. Although we're launching it on Thursday, it is still, you know, a functional. And all that you need to do really is to go into the legislature website, and then you will be redirected to the portal. You know, you can use your smartphones, you can use your tablet, you can use your computer at home. And so it's that easy, quite frankly.
It's 19 minutes before 11 o'clock. Have you used the petitions system in Gauteng. How do you normally complain and raise your concerns about service delivery issues or policy issues if you're in Gauteng? If you've got questions about this petition system, this online e-portal that the Gauteng Provincial Legislature is launching, give us a call now on 011-883-0702. Your WhatsApp's on 0727021702.
The new petition system in conversation with the Gauteng Provincial Legislature on 702.
It's 15 minutes before 11 o'clock. I'll take your calls. I'll take your WhatsApps as well. We are in conversation with the Gauteng Provincial Legislature about their new online petitions system. We've got Advocate Ezra Letswalo in studio with us, who's the chairperson of the Petitions Standing Committee at the Gauteng Provincial Legislature. I'm asking if you've used the petition system. How have you complained about your service delivery concerns in and around Gauteng? Share your experiences with us, please. So, Advocate Letswalo, there's someone who's asking about the website. So what is the website to go to in order to access that e-portal?
So it's essentially the Gauteng Provincial Legislature website, www.gpl.gov.za.
So www.gpl.gov.za.
Yes.
Okay, they follow the prompts, they'll see that portal there.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about, in the past, the petition system and the kind of petitions and complaints you have received as the committee. There was a time that there were concerns raised about unresolved petitions that end up clogging the system.
Oh, yes. I think it's about one hurdle that we had to contend with when we ascended back in 2019. And I'll tell you where the dilemma really, you know, emanates from, is that every layer of a government, be it national, be it the province, as well as a local government, are obligated by the constitution to have a petitions committee. So if you will, at the level of a local government, you have got what we call the Municipal Systems as well as the Structures Act, which obligates the municipality to have a municipal petitions committee. But in other instances, you find that the municipalities do not have those kinds of arrangements in place. And so as a result of that, you end up having petitions generated from the municipalities, which are essentially about municipal services, being escalated to the provincial legislature. And I'm sure the provincial legislature only has got about 10 departments, you know. But furthermore, it then has to contend with a municipal-based issues, and that on its own has you know, seen a significant overdrive insofar as the number of petitions that comes into the system. But of course, in other instances, there's quite a number of petitions related to RDP housing, you know, applications. So you can track back from 1996, where somebody will say, I applied for an RDP, you know, in this year, I still have not got it, you know. And then the process to validate whether this person was indeed approved for a subsidy, whether there would have been an allocation, also requires that there be a bit of an investigation, because in other instances, you will find that somebody's house may have been allocated, but unlawfully occupied by somebody else. And so this is, these petitions, unfortunately, we can't close them up until there's a finality and then a full report on them, you know. So as a result, they clog the system, you know. But of course, there are petitions which, you know, have to be escalated to national, because you will appreciate a provincial government will not have all the departments that are there. You know, somebody might be raising an issue about SAPS. You know, Gauteng does not have, you know, some, it's centralized
competency, you know, of the national government.
But somebody else might be raising another issue about public works. You know, so we then have to escalate through the National Council of Provinces for our own representatives to take up these issues. But I'm quite happy that since then, we journeyed on developing what we term the petitions a backlog clearance strategy. And it has got a number of pillars. I'm sure if we've got time, we can go through what those specific pillars are. So they are essentially about five. And one of them, we thought, well, how do you mitigate the multiplicity of entry points? And so we started off by saying, well, our enabling, you know, instrument. It's our Petitions Act. So we are governed by the Petitions Act. And so we are in the process of amending the Petitions Act to strengthen it, to give the committee more powers, because the committee does have more powers, you know.
Mm.
So this is essentially what we're doing, to try to mitigate instances of multiple entry points without even having a petition being ventilated at a point where it's been generated. The second one, we said, well, let's introduce this e-petitions. So it's about the second pillar of the backlog clearance strategy, you know. And we're already beginning to see, you know, a favorable response, although nominal at this stage, but there is a lot of excitement about it.
Mm.
The third pillar would have been what we call the balkanization of a petition. So the old way of a processing petition would have been that you receive one petition, you refer it to a relevant department, another one comes into the system, you refer it as an individual. And so we thought, why not collate, you know, all petitions which are presenting with similar subjects, or their nature is more or less the same. So if it's RDP housing, we collate them. And then if there's a number of those, we do a bulk referral as opposed to individual referral of petitions.
Mm.
It could be that there's a request for a building of a school from a different localities. We group those specific petitions, we do bulk referral, you know. And it has worked, because just in 6 months, we have been able to push out about 600, you know, petitions related to RDP and all of that.
Mm.
And then the fourth pillar, rapporteur system, where we are allocating petitions to each member of the legislature, whereas previously petitions would only be allocated to the members of the petitions committee, you know. And so we are now in a process of assigning every single member of the legislature to be able to adopt at least three of the petitions, where they can assist us to follow up, you know, with the relevant departments. Because it's also has been a hassle, you know, for the committee to follow through on petitions which are submitted, because there's quite a number of them. So it's an avalanche of these petitions. And then lastly, we also spoke about capacitation of the committee itself, you know, recruiting additional workforce, because the ratio was just not tallying the same, you know. But in addition to that, there has been discussions now to partner with universities to try to really bring about some level of input, you know, from those students who are doing social sciences or public administration, to lend, you know, an extra hand in the management of these petitions. But that is still a conversation that we are still having.
Okay. At what point are you satisfied that a petition has been resolved? So is it once you've escalated it to the relevant department, or is it once an issue has been resolved? So if someone is complaining about a school, is it when you've referred that to the relevant department, or is it when already there's a process to, I don't know, fix the school or start the school from scratch?
We walk the petition to its a logical end, essentially meaning that we also want to interrogate the substance of you know, the response or the report coming from whichever authority. So it could be a provincial department, it could be a municipality. So we interrogate what is contained in their report. So if somebody says to us, we are requesting that a specific area be developed, you know, there be a building of necessary infrastructure, and then we refer to the relevant authority, We normally would give them a turnaround time of about 30 days. Of course, in other instances, it could be more, depending on the nature of the petition itself.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get the report, the committee sort of, you know, also convenes to look into all the reports. And normally what we would do when we receive the reports, we request the department through its senior manager. So it could be the MEC, or it could be the HOD, in other instances, the senior managers, to come and account on that specific report, you know. And if we are not happy, we can then recommend that, you know, the authority goes back to redraft their report, so that we don't leave the burden of how a matter is resolved to the petitioner, because they may not have the agency to be able to do that on their own. But we walk that journey with them.
Mm.
But of course, the process would be that upon receipt of the petition, we then would refer it, and then there will be an acknowledgement letter from our part to the petitioner, and then we'll time it once it has been referred to the relevant department, and then we follow that process as such.
Okay, let's go to some calls and some WhatsApp voice notes. Let's start here.
Hi, Clement Mohau from Jamestown. Yeah, I just want to know with these petitions, do I need? Is there a minimum amount of people that need to submit a petition for it to be considered, or can I, as an individual, submit a petition? The second thing is, how different is their operations in regards or versus the public protector's role in the functioning of a petitions board? Thanks.
Thank you for the question, Advocate Letswana.
All right, thank you very much for that question. So our monthly law for petition is quite unique. You know, it's unlike you would have it in a Canadian arrangement or the US. Ours is that you don't need a threshold of signatures. So our Petitions Act prescribes that you can have an individual petition being submitted, or it could be a group petition, you know. Thirdly, it could also be an associate petition where you have got a body of associations submitting petitions, or collectively, you know, a different community-based organization can gather and say, we really want to submit. So we've got four types of petitions and how they can be submitted. The question around the similarities between our, you know, the machinations of our workings, between that of the public protector and ours, is usually distinguishable by the fact that constitutionally, the public protector would be designated as a Chapter 9 institution, whereas we're essentially functioning from a platform, which is a lawmaking, you know, a body. So we're functioning from the precinct of the legislature, you know. So there is that difference. But essentially, there's a commonalities or convergences insofar as us standing in as an elected public representative to pick up on issues that society is raising.
So just to clarify from that first question, you can submit that as an individual?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Here's another one.
Hi, Clement. As the Orchards residents in Pretoria North, we have given up on this petition thing. We never get feedback. We have seen submitted petition about Gauteng Education Department not building schools, ferrying our kids to schools that are far from where we stay. It's been 3 years since we submitted that petition. So all these things, they're very discouraging because they're just on paper. But people who are supposed to execute, they are not working. No feedback. The least you can do is to give feedback. Bazooka from Pretoria.
Thank you, Bazooka. How do you update people when you're working on the petitions and the complaints they've sent? Do you engage with them at the point of that being resolved, or do you give them updates as well, or do you just don't have capacity for that?
It's actually an integral part of you know, our work, and I'm quite startled that Bazooka from Pretoria, you know, states that he hasn't received any update. But here's the thing: we need to know where this petition was submitted. You know, like I said earlier on, the city of Tshwane has got its own petitions committee, so we wouldn't know, you know, and we can't obviously account for, you know, a petition which has not been taken. We usually sort of ascribe unique, you know, identifiers to each and every single petition, so that everybody at any given time can follow us up on the petition that they will ever submitted. But I also want to mention something else. So the lifespan of how a petition gets to be processed and ultimately resolved depends on a number of considerations. That the Bazooka says, we request a school to be built. So in other instances, there may be favorable responses to petitions submitted. In other instances, it might be contrary, you know. And what we normally do, because there has been a number of demands for building of schools here and there, the department will commission a study. And normally their policy says that if there's existing schools within a 5 kilometer radius, they would not be able to build the schools, you know, unless under exceptional circumstances where it can be demonstrated that the schools that are there are insufficient to accommodate the catchment population, you know. And so that takes time. And I'm sure you will have a regard to the applications of Section 36 of the Constitution, which prescribes that government renders the services subject to the availability of resources. So it might not be every day where government would really say, you know, we will build the school almost immediately, you know. In other instances, that would depend on the availability of, you know, budgetary resources. And that in itself implicates the turnaround times for some of the responses, particularly as it relates to infrastructure. You know, as it is, you know, there's a number of backlogs when it comes to the building of a social infrastructure general, whether it be clinics, whether it be roads, whether it be schools, whether it be hospitals, whether it be police stations for that fact. So those kinds of petitions might take a bit longer than your normal, you know, service delivery issues.
Do you mind if we get you in touch with Bazooka so you can find out where it, if it
Please,
was
something? Definitely, definitely.
All right, we'll, definitely. We'll connect you guys. Thank you so much, Advocate Ezra Letswalo.
Maybe one of the things I must also mention is that in addition to just, you know, giving feedback through an email correspondence, we usually hold both internal hearings in the legislature, but as well as external hearings. Just 2 weeks ago, we were in a community of refuel where we picked up on issues. And I know I've done a number of external hearings in Tshwane. One of them would have been postponed as a result of the non-responsiveness of the city, which we have ultimately resolved.
Okay. Thank you for making time for us. He's the chairperson of the Petition Standing Committee at the Gauteng Provincial Legislature.